This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to Lessons in Fiqh. Today we are studying the times of Salat and it is very essential for us to know the times of Salat as it is one of the preconditions required for us to pray. Because if someone prays dhuhr prayer before it's time, then he has to repeat it again. It's not accepted. Even if he did not know, even if he was confused, even if someone called for the adhan before it's time and he knew that afterwards, he should again pray once again. So it's very essential for us to know the times of prayer. And we have a lot of hadiths in this chapter. The first one has the number of 129. Who will read that for us? Brother Mustafa.
Narrated Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The time of the dhuhr, noon prayer, is when the sun passes the meridian and the man's shadow is of the same length as his height. It lasts until the time of the Asr, afternoon prayer. The time of the Asr prayer is as long as the sun has not become yellow during its setting. The time of the Maghrib, sunset prayer, is as long as the twilight has not disappeared. The time of the Isha, night prayer, is up to midnight. And the time of the Fajr, morning prayer, is from the appearance of dawn as long as the sun has not risen. But when the sun rises, abstain from prayer, for it rises between the two horns of Satan." Narrated Buraida radiallahu anhu, in another version of the above hadith regarding Asr, afternoon prayer, when the sun is white and clear. And Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrated regarding the time of Asr prayer while the sun is high.
Now this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us the beginning and the end of each prayer, when it begins and when it ends. And the first thing the Prophet ﷺ began with was Salat Ish, Noor? Which Salat?
Juhur. Dhuhr.
Dhuhr. Is it the same as Jum'ah?
What is it?
Is it same as Jum'ah? You said Jum'ah.
Dhuhr.
Dhuhr. It's Dhuhr. Friday prayer is different than Dhuhr prayer, though they share the time, but they are different altogether. So it's a different prayer altogether. Dhuhr prayer was the first prayer mentioned here. But actually, what is the first prayer in the day? Fajr prayer. And that is why As-Salatul Wusta is Asr prayer, because we have Fajr, Dhuhr, and then Maghrib, Isha, and we have Asr in the middle. The Prophet ﷺ began by telling us what time the Dhuhr prayer starts and what time it ends. And with a quick glance at the five prayers, how do we as Muslims determine the time of prayers? Does anybody have an answer? Do you know how we determine the time of prayers? Mustafa?
According to the sun's movement.
Excellent. According to the sun movement. So even if you don't have a watch, even if you're not living in the city, wherever you are, you can tell when it is time to pray. And that is done by following the movement of the sun. Every prayer has a certain period that it begins in and it ends in. The Prophet started by saying Dhuhr prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the time of Dhuhr or noon prayer is when the sun passes the meridian and a man's shadow is of the same length as his height. And this is the end of it. This is Asr prayer. Now, Dhuhr prayer starts when the sun moves across the sky towards the west. If we begin from the very beginning, Fajr prayer, how do we know it's time for Fajr prayer? By looking at the east. Once we see that on the horizon, there's a white line which symbolizes the break of dawn. Because the sun is rising, the darkness is fading. So the minute it's dawn, we can see that at the horizon, at the very end of it, we can see the light breaking. It's the break of dawn. So this is the time for Fajr prayer. You can pray Fajr now. And at the very end of the hadith, the Prophet says, alayhi wasalam, that the end of Fajr prayer is when?
When Shuru.
Zaki?
Subuh prayer.
Subuh prayer.
When there is the Shuruq.
Shuruq, which is?
The sunrise.
The sunrise. So, it is time for you to pray Fajr until the very beginning of the sun appears. Then, that's it. It's over. The sun comes from the east. And as it comes up from the east, it goes to the middle of the sky. And then it goes to the west. So if I had something erect, let's say a pole or a stick, and the sun comes up from here, there will be a very long shadow. Because as soon as the sun comes up, the thing that is erected, it has a very long shadow. As it goes up, the shadow decreases in length. As the sun is exactly in the middle of the sky, this thing, the stick, has no shadow, none whatsoever. This time, now, exactly when the thing has no shadow, it is forbidden for Muslims to pray. This is one of the extreme times that it's forbidden for us to pray. The minute the sun goes to the west and this stick has a shadow facing towards the east, then this is exactly the time for Dhuhr prayer. So the Imam, the Muadhin, calls for Dhuhr prayer. And till when can I pray? The Prophet in the Hadith says, until the shadow is of the same length of his height. Which means that now as the sun is going towards the west and the shadow is increasing in length, the minute the shadow is equivalent to the height of this stick that I have put, then this is the end of Dhuhr time, and it marks the beginning of Asr time. And this is in accordance to the majority of scholars. It's different with Al-Hanafi school, where they say it should be twice as long. But this is the authentic opinion of the majority of scholars in accordance to this hadith we have before our hands. Now, Asr prayer, in this hadith, the Prophet says the time of Asr prayer is as long as the sun has not become yellow during its setting. And in another version, while it's white and clear. And another version, as long as it's high, while the sun is high. So, what is the correct among all these versions? They're all correct. See, when it's time for Asr, we said that the time for Asr is what, Mustafa?
the time for us is when the sun goes to the west.
Okay.
And the height is equal to the shadow.
Excellent. When the shadow is equal
to the height.
This is the time of Asr. And what is the end of it? Some scholars say when the sun is yellow and not bright, in the sense that it's okay for you to look at it. Can we look at the sun when it's in high noon? It's almost impossible. It will burn your eyes. Can we look at it at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock p.m.? Still, when it's almost 5:30 or 6 o'clock, when it's really down and the heat and light has faded away, it's okay. You can look at it. Then prayer becomes not preferable, in the sense that if you've delayed Asr prayer until this time, you've done something wrong. You should have prayed it a bit earlier. But you can still pray until Maghrib prayer. And Zaki, how do we mark Maghrib prayer?
If the moon is yellow, the color is yellow, and if the sun is yellow, and then...
No, Abu Malik.
At sunset,
okay. When the sun sets. So this is Maghrib, when the whole ring of the sun disappears. Then this marks the time of Maghrib. And until when are we allowed to pray Maghrib? Until the time of Isha. And Rushdie, do you know when is the time of Isha?
The time of Isha is as long as the twilight. Twilight has not disappeared.
Okay, what's twilight?
Is
twilight. Do you know twilight?
Twilight.
It's not the toilet, huh?
No.
It's
yeah.
Twilight.
Twilight.
Fadi, do you know what twilight is?
It's a type of redness at the end of the sunset.
It's not at the end of the sunset. It's in the west.
In the west.
So now that when the sun sets down, here is complete darkness in the east, because the sun is as far as possible away from it. But as the sun is going down, there still remains some light, and it gives the twilight, it gives the horizon a reddish color, because this is what they call the twilight. Now, Maghrib prayer is as soon as the sun has set until this redness is gone. This is Maghrib prayer. So how do we mark Isha prayer? It's very simple. When the redness disappears, this is Isha prayer. And often it's about an hour to an hour and a half. It depends on the season, if it's winter or summer. So it varies from one country to the other. And these are the five daily prayers. You don't have to have a watch to know them. All what you have to do is monitor the movement of the sun. All what you have to do is monitor where the shade is and the length of the shade. You looked at the east to know the break of dawn. You look at the west to know the disappearance of Isha, of Shafaq, the twilight, which marks the beginning of Isha prayer. We have a short break, and inshallah, we will be right back.
We are covering the manners in Islam that a Muslim is supposed to have in Islam.
There is a strong link between having good manners and piety. And then he said, I guarantee a dwelling in the highest rank of Jannah for the one who perfect his manner. That indeed, truthfulness leads to piety, to righteousness. And righteousness and piety leads to Jannah.
The Prophet ﷺ used to always maintain family ties.
Gentleness in Islam means to treat people with kindness and with tenderness.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to Lessons in Fiqh. We are studying the chapter that deals with the times of salat, of prayer. And we have hadith number 130. Brother Fadi will read it.
Narrated by Abu Barzat al-Aslami, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to offer the Asr prayer, and after the prayer one of us would return to his house at the furthest end of Al-Madinah and arrive while the sun was still hot and bright. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved to delay the Isha prayer, and he disliked sleeping before it and conversation after it. After the Fajr prayer, he used to leave when a man could recognize the one sitting beside him, and he used to recite between 60 to 100 verses of the Quran in the Fajr prayer. Narrated Jabir in the version of Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to advance the Isha prayer sometimes and delay it at other times. Whenever he saw the people assembled for the Isha prayer, he would pray early, and if the people delayed, he would delay the prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to offer the Fajr prayer when it was still dark. Narrated Abu Musa, may Allah be pleased with him, in another version of Muslim, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam offered the prayer at the daybreak when the people could hardly recognize one another.
Now, this hadith has a lot of issues in them, and one of them seems to be conflicting with the others. So in some part of this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ would pray Fajr when people could recognize each other. In other parts of it, and some version of it, that they do not recognize each other. So do they recognize or don't they recognize, depending on the light, the amount of light is there. They finish the prayer in darkness or in light. We will go through this, inshallah, in details as much as we can. From this hadith and from other hadiths, the sunnah is to pray prayer immediately after the adhan. So the more it's closer to the adhan at the very beginning of its time, the better it is. And this is with all the prayers, to the exception of Isha prayer and Dhuhr prayer, as we will come to learn, inshallah. Isha, the Prophet, as in this hadith, sometimes advanced it, sometimes delayed it. And in so many times, he came and said to his companions that this is the time of Isha. But people can't tolerate and wait all this time. But it's the preferred time for Allah Azza wa Jal, that is, before midnight. As for Dhuhr prayer, noon prayer, it depends on the heat. So if it's really hot, then it's preferred that one delays it, as we will, inshallah, come to learn about this. Now, in the hadith, it mentions that they finish Asr prayer while the sun is still bright and hot, which means that the Prophet ﷺ prayed it immediately after the adhan, because as you recall, we said that Asr prayer begins when the shade of an object is equivalent to its height. And this is approximately like 2 or 3 hours after noon. So the sun is still hot and bright. And this is exactly what when the Prophet ﷺ used to pray Asr, immediately after the adhan. Isha prayer, the Prophet ﷺ used to prefer to delay it. And so many hadiths, as you remember, we've mentioned some of them, that the companions would wait for the salah and they would doze a bit. You know, they would almost feel asleep while sitting down waiting for the salah, which meant that the Prophet used to delay it like 2.5 to 3 hours after the adhan. And that's a lot of time. Yet the companions would spend their time making dhikr, making something useful of their time. They didn't have any TVs. They didn't have any things to waste their time on. They would
probably sit in the masjid, learn the Quran, learn the hadith as we're doing now, or do something that is useful in their life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not like sleeping before it. So sleeping between Maghrib and Isha is not preferred. It's not recommended. It's makruh. And why is that? Because if a person sleeps before Isha, he either skips Isha because he was asleep, or he prays Isha on time with the congregation, but then does not feel that he wants to sleep. So he would stay awake all night long, and maybe this would affect his Fajr prayer, or would affect his daytime activities, work, study, or etc. Abu Karim? Abu Malik?
Yes, I have a question. If there's, you know, if it's possible for him to wake up without, you know, it affecting on his rest of his sleep or affecting on the prayer, is it permissible?
Now, the hadith does not say it's forbidden. Now, you have to be careful in this. We said that the Prophet ﷺ did not prefer. And there are so many things that the Prophet ﷺ did not prefer, and they're not forbidden. So we can do them. For example, do you have any examples? We've mentioned few along the programs we've made. Things that the Prophet ﷺ did not prefer, yet they're not forbidden. Or things that the Prophet ﷺ did not do, and we can do them. Brother Fadi?
Like drinking while you're standing?
Like drinking while standing. We did not mention this, but you brought it, so we have to talk about it. The Prophet ﷺ said that one should not drink while standing up. Yet it's reported in Al-Bukhari that he came to the well of Zamzam and he drank standing up. So scholars say it's either recommended not to drink standing up or it was obligated. Both ways, it's preferable that you sit down. No, this is not the example that I wanted you to mention. The example is that the Prophet ﷺ never ate on a table. You remember this? Now, does this mean that we cannot eat on the tables? No. Yet the Prophet did not do it. Again, the Prophet never ate, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, using a spoon or a fork. He always ate with his bare hands. Now, does this mean that eating with a spoon or fork is not permissible? No. These are things to do with customs. It doesn't have to do with religion. Now, in the case of not sleeping before Isha, the logic behind that is understandable, which is that there's a possibility that you will skip Fajr prayer or Isha prayer itself while sleeping, or this will encourage you to stay awake all night. That is why the Prophet ﷺ did not prefer conversation after Isha, because it's a time of sleep and you get 3-4 hours of sleep and then you wake up and pray the rest of the night. Scholars say that if there's a legitimate thing for you to do, then you may sleep before and you may have conversation afterwards. Such as, if a person has guests and they come to your house after Isha prayer, would it be Islamic to tell them, well, I cannot accept you, you have to go and leave? Would it be Islamic to kick them out?
No.
Abu Bakr did exactly what we're talking about. He had guests sent to him by the Prophet ﷺ after Isha. He prayed Isha with the Prophet and came back and sat with them for an hour or two. So Abu Bakr did this, may Allah be pleased with him. The companions did this, may Allah be pleased with them all. So by saying that the Prophet did not prefer sleeping before or having conversation after Isha, does not mean it's haram. It means it's not recommendable unless there is a legitimate reason behind it. Such as, in many mosques around the Muslims world, they prefer to give lectures after Isha. Because, unfortunately, most Islamic countries use the Western way of working hours. So they start from 9 to 5 or from 8 to 4. And this is not quite Islamic. The Islamic way of working is right after dawn, right after Fajr prayer. And it's astonishing how the companions used to begin their days. In one incident, this hadith was narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, and it's reported in Muslim, Sahih Muslim. After the Prophet ﷺ prayed Fajr, he looked at his companions. Now Fajr is about what, 5 a.m.? Depending. Sometimes it could go up to 4 a.m. So it's between 4 and 5:30. So the Prophet looked at the companions and said, who woke up this morning fasting? Who will fast? So Abu Bakr raised his hands, said, I am fasting, to the Prophet. So he asks his companions again, who followed a funeral to the burial, to the cemetery, and buried a dead man? So Abu Bakr raises his hand, said, I did, O Prophet of Allah. Are you in your mind? It's 5 a.m. So the Prophet goes on, who fed a poor man, gave him food? So Abu Bakr says, I did. And finally the Prophet says, alayhi salam, who visited a sick person, a patient who was ill, who visited him and comforted him? So Abu Bakr says, I did, O Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet says, whoever does these four things in one day will enter heaven. And Abu Bakr definitely is one of them. The catch here is that he did all of these four things before Fajr prayer. Now, you knock on people's doors at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock a.m. and they are dead asleep. The companions started their day like 2 hours before the break of dawn, which tells you that there is something wrong. Unfortunately, we begin our day like 9 to 5 or 8 to 4, which is un-Islamic, and this is not the way we should do it. We should sleep after Isha so that we can make night prayer. But because we have working hours that are different, we extend this period until midnight, and usually people sleep at 12 o'clock or 1 a.m. The sunnah is not to sleep before it and not to have conversation afterwards. Now, this is for Isha. As for Fajr, it is clear to us that the Prophet used to begin Fajr prayer early in the morning. But he would extend it and recite 60 to 100 verses until it's light and people can recognize each other. So by this way, we can join the two hadiths where it states that the Prophet ﷺ used to pray when it's dark and used to finish his prayer when people recognize each other. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have for today's program. Inshallah, we'll recap again next time. And until we meet, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.